This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We'll start with a challenge to the power of car dealerships versus the ability to buy direct from a manufacturer. Tesla will report quarterly results later today. The company recently entered into its second deal to open a store on tribal land. It's within the boundaries of New Mexico, where only licensed middlemen, dealers, can sell cars. But those laws don't extend to the pueblos of Nambe and Santa Ana. Marketplace's Savannah Marr reports.
When you enter tribal land, you're entering a new legal framework, says Elizabeth Hidalgo Reese at Stanford Law.
Generally, the tribe laws are going to apply, and you're leaving the basic assumption of state jurisdiction.
And just like other sovereigns, tribal nations sometimes try to create a regulatory environment that's friendlier to business than the next jurisdiction over.
This is tribes just doing the exact same thing that states do by trying to make it more hospitable.
With tax breaks or more flexible regulations. So what's in it for the tribes?
It's a huge boost to economic development.
Patrice Kunish, who founded the Minneapolis Federal Reserve Center for Indian Country Development, says these partnerships are nothing new. They've long brought jobs, commerce, and tax dollars to tribal communities. But Kunish says recent deals with big names like Tesla and Amazon show tribal nations are flexing their sovereign muscles. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.